Good evening, everyone. Tonight, our learning is sponsored by B. and Joel Dickstein in memory of B.'s mother, Rivka Bas Zisya, Zichrona Lebracha, by Avi Pianica in memory of his father, Yosef Ben Harav Simcha Bunim, Zichrona Lebracha, and by Susan Polovoy in memory of her grandfather, Yosef Mendel Ben Shalom Yona, Zichrona Lebracha. Yesterday, we started our discussion of a scenario that arises from time to time. Someone walks to shul on Shabbos in the winter with their winter coat on, and they discover some money in the pocket of their coat that was unexpected, and they now want to know, what is the halacha? Are they allowed to continue wearing their coat over the course of Shabbos? What are you supposed to do when you unexpectedly find a muktzah item? Again, the scenario that was presented to me was money, which is muktzah machmas gufo, in your pocket over the course of Shabbos. And we said that the first shiloh was going to try to determine whether the jacket itself, the coat itself, becomes muktzah by virtue of the fact that there is money inside of its pocket. And we gave two reasons last night why it would not be rendered muktzah, why it would not be rendered a basis l'dabar ha'asr. We noted that, ordinarily speaking, if you have a non-muktzah item that's designated before Shabbos to support a muktzah item, then the non-muktzah item itself becomes muktzah. We gave the example of candlesticks. So a candle is muktzah. The candlestick is intended to support the candle. So it too becomes muktzah by the standard of basis l'dabar ha'asr. But we gave two reasons why a coat is not a basis l'dabar ha'asr. Number one, we said, a basis is only in an instance where you put the item there b'kavana, where you really have intent that the muktzah item should be there and that the non-muktzah item should serve some kind of supplementary role or supportive role to the muktzah item. That was number one. And number two, we said something that's in a pocket, at least the type of pocket that's a pant pocket as opposed to a shirt pocket where it's really sewed onto the fabric of the beged itself, a pant pocket would not be considered part of the beged to the extent that the entirety of the beged, the entire coat, would be considered a basis L'dabar ha'aser. Now, we noted at the end that there's still a problem because even though your coat is not muktzah, which is great, that's a great start, you still have a muktzah item in your pocket. Namely, you have the money in your pocket, which itself certainly is muktzah, and you do have a shaila as to how exactly to get rid of it. You don't want to be walking around all of Shabbos with a muktzah item in your pocket. So here, we come to an important halacha that's mentioned by the Mechaber in Orach Chaim Siman Shin Tes. It's discussed extensively by the Gemara in Perikol Kisva and Kol HaKelim, called Tiltol Min Hatzad. Tiltol Min Hatzad is one of the most important halachos of muktzah to be aware of because it comes up in many different scenarios. Tiltol Min Hatzad effectively asserts that when you're in a scenario in which you are stuck, you're dealing with a muktzah item and you need to dispose of it somehow, you are allowed to do so in an indirect way. That halacha itself has different ramifications, two primary applications. One is moving a non-muktzah item, and by virtue of moving the muktzah item moves as well, which is going to be the one that's relevant to us. The other is something called tiltol min hatzad, which is called tiltol begufo. Instead of picking something up with your hand, you use your elbow or you move it in some kind of other unordinary way. Now, that's not a heter l'chatchila. We don't advertise, we don't recommend utilizing muktzah items over the course of Shabbos and just doing so in an unordinary fashion. But when you are stuck, when you have a situation where there's a muktzah item lying around and you need to move it, tiltol min hatzad is a very useful halacha. And it comes up in this scenario as well. In this case, I am moving my coat. My coat is a non-muktzah item, assuming that it is not a basis l'dabar ha'asr, as we were asserting yesterday. The muktzah item, which is the money, is coming along with the coat. So in theory, the best way to get rid of the money is by shaking the coat, which itself is, again, perfectly fine, so that you can remove the muktzah item from the non-muktzah item and thereby continue utilizing the non-muktzah item over the course of Shabbos. Now, there are two important qualifiers here. Number one, you're only allowed to do this when you're doing it for the tzorech of the non-muktzah item, not when you're doing it for the needs of the muktzah item. Here, I want to use my coat. I want to use the non-muktzah item. So I'm shaking out the non-muktzah item to remove the muktzah item in order to enable me to utilize my non-muktzah coat over the course of the remainder of Shabbos. So in that scenario, it would be mutter. The second proviso, which is mentioned by the Mishnah Brura, this is Orach Chaim Siman Shin Yud Sif Katan Chavtes. We're not going to read it all inside now. It's a lengthy Sif Katan. It's one that we're going to return to, hopefully, Be'ezus Hashem, tomorrow, is the following. Am I allowed to move? Let's say I'm trying to get this money out of this coat pocket, right? So I'm vigorously shaking my coat and the money is not coming out. Here would be the next shaila. Can I grab the pocket itself? I'm not going to touch the money. I certainly am not going to reach into my pocket, grab the money, and pull it out. That would be tiltol muktzah legamrei. That would be full utilization of a muktzah item. But can I shake the pocket itself in order to remove the money? What would we say? So I think it largely depends on the reason why the coat itself is not a basis l'dabar ha'asr. It very much goes back to the discussion that we were having last night. If you say that the whole reason why it's not a basis l'tavara aser is because the primary intent of the coat is not to serve the money, and the money is just there by happenstance, then I think it would be mutter to move the pocket as well. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, if the whole justification was the fact that the pocket is not considered the entirety of the coat, we don't equate the pocket with the entirety of the beged. So that would help you for the coat itself. But the pocket, which is now viewed as distinct and separate, would independently be considered a basis l'tavara aser, says the Mishnah Berurah. If you're considering the pocket separately, you can't have it both ways. You've saved your coat, but your pocket would then be rendered a basis l'tavara aser, and says the Mishnah Berurah, you wouldn't be allowed to move the pocket in order to remove the muktzah item. So that might be quite a technical challenge. You really have to be adept at shaking your coat the right way without actually touching the pocket itself, because the pocket at that point would be considered muktzah in order to remove the money, in order to remove the muktzah item. Fortunately, again, I think in most scenarios, you have both reasons why it is not going to be considered a basis l'tavara aser. Again, ordinarily speaking, when you drop money in your pocket on Erev Shabbos, your intent is not to leave it there for the duration of Shabbos. And again, the best evidence of that is the fact that you intended to use your coat and bring it to shul and the like. So I think you have both reasons to fall back on, in which case, in my mind, in a majority of scenarios, you'd be allowed to shake the pocket itself as well in order to remove the money from it and then continue utilizing your coat. Now, of course, the next question is going to be fine. So now I'm allowed to shake out my coat, remove the money, and continue wearing my coat. But if I have a $20 bill in my pocket, I probably don't want to do so in the middle of shul. Or if I have a $100 bill in my pocket, I certainly don't want to do so in the middle of shul. So am I allowed to leave the money in my pocket and go to a private location, wherever it may be? Can I walk my coat back home from shul and then engage in this whole vigorous shaking method in order to remove the muktzah item from my coat so that I don't have to do it in a public place where A, it might just look inappropriate in the middle of shul, and B, someone might take my cash? That is Be'ezrat Hashem HaShaila that we will discuss tomorrow. Quick question.
I think you skipped this step. Why can't you wear the coat with the money in it
to
begin with?
So, well, we're going to talk about that. Are you allowed to?
Aside from walking all the way home.
In general, you have a muktzah item in your pocket. So you're saying that would be tiltul menatzad. So I said tiltul menatzad. This is we're all going to get to tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem. This is a discussion in the Mishnah Berurah. But because tiltul menatzad is not l'chatchila, we'll talk about the parameters of how much you can keep it in your coat over the course of the rest of Shabbos. Rabbi Chanan.